there's certainly an increase in the amount of effort people are willing to put into constructing monuments.
270 kilometres away in Norfolk, evidence of a prehistoric mining operation shows the extraordinary efforts the Neolithic people made to meet the demand for high-grade flint tools.
Well, here we are at Grimes Graves in Norfolk, and we're standing in the middle of an extremely pockmarked, cratered landscape of around about 450 of these distinctive hollows. Each one of these represents a Neolithic flint mine.
The quality of flint found in the area made it a highly prized commodity and linked it directly to Stonehenge.
When you go to Stonehenge, a number of the barrows and monuments around there have the Grimes Graves flint in with them. And we're finding complete artifacts finished to a very high quality, and then they're being buried in significant places, possibly as a ritual offering to the gods.
It's estimated around 18,000 tons of flint were removed from Grimes Graves. Enough to make millions of axes.
You can get a real sense of the mining endeavour when you look across this whole field. But to get an idea of the engineering achievement, you need to go down into one of the shafts. Now, this particular one has been excavated out in the 19th century. So we've got an opportunity to go down there and to experience the same kind of environment that the Neolithic miners had.